Outlook. The Outlook IceHawks hosted back-to-back games at the Jim Cook Rec-Plex on December 3 and 4, and unfortunately for the team, it meant two consecutive losses. On Saturday, the Hawks hosted the Loreburn 19ers in a game that saw the visiting squad gain the upper hand in the first period. Loreburn got on the board first with a goal by Gil Martins 13:23 into the period, which was followed by Loreburn's Gage Ramsey sinking another one in at 7:23. Outlook answered back, getting on the scoreboard themselves with a goal by Luke Nukwama at 6:49, but Martin sunk another one in for the 19ers with 3:23 remaining. The second period started out strong for Outlook, with Rin Benny scoring just 13 seconds into the period. Loreburn player Ramsey got his second goal of the night roughly 10 minutes later into the time. That would be all the goals in this period as both teams saw momentum swing back and forth. Martins made another goal for Loreburn in the third, scored at 19:31. Outlook's Billy Trarback sunk another one for the IceHawks at 15:25, and teammate Dylan Clark scored another for Outlook at 4:02 on a power play goal. Loreburn's Austin Bristow sunk the last goal of the game, making it a win for the 19ers at a score of 6-4. On Sunday, the IceHawks hosted the Kyle Elks, the second-ranked team in the SVHL, and their high standing certainly showed. Kyle was the first to get on the board at 16:21 with a goal by Dakota Booten. The Elks scored again just 21 seconds later, made by Brett Harasimek. Kyle would maintain control of the puck for the rest of the period, until Outlook's Ryan Husband sunk one for the Hawks at 1:10. The second period saw more dominance by Kyle, with comeback spurts by Outlook here and there. Harasimek of the Elks sunk his second goal at 19:18, answered back by Outlook's Rin Benny with a goal at 15:12. Kyle's Colby Schneider nabbed a goal for his team at 14:30, followed by another by Garth Shervin on a power play goal at 10:04. Outlook made a power play goal of their own at 6:49, scored by Jake Spack. Kyle's Jordan Whitman sunk the last goal of the period with 21 seconds left. The third period saw things escalate, with Kyle's Whitman scoring his second and third goals at 18:24 and 17:56. Booten made another for the Elks at 16:38, followed by a goal by Kyle's Garrett Caldwell at 13:04. At around the 10-minute mark of the period, Outlook's Ryan Husband made his second goal of the night for the Hawks. It was at that point that things took a violent turn on the ice as IceHawks number 9 Billy Trarback and Elks number 24 Dakota Booten went at it against the boards. Officials found themselves in the thick of it, and by the time things were settled down, both players were ejected for the rest of the game with misconduct violations. That didn't stop both players from chirping at each other from across the hallway, however, making for a scene that could only come from the sport of hockey. Kyle would win the game at a score of 10-4. Outlook is on the road this week, with a game in Lucky Lake against the Lakers on Friday, December 9.